In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen.
From the Gospel of today, from St. John 14, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Today is the fifth Sunday in the Pentecost, and it will be the last Sunday before the Ascension Day, or Ascension Feast, which will be next Thursday. And the aim of the readings of the Gospels, or the readings in our church, Coptic Church, and why our church arranges this one, is to clarify the salvation plan of Jesus Christ during all his life. And even when we read also the Old Testament, for example, in the Holy Land, also to clarify how Jesus Christ was planning to save all the people. And if we are going to this period, especially for this period, and we will open the book, we will never find what Jesus Christ said to the disciples. There is nothing in our hand. We know very well that he appeared to the disciples, and there is discussion between them, but there is nothing solid in our hand. Then, that's why now the church tries to find what exactly we have to add or to have to put for the readings during the Pentecost. And the wonderful things, the same readings during the Pentecost is the same readings of the 40 days of the Holy Land. If you go back to the Holy Land again and to read all the readings, we will find the majority of the readings in the Holy Land the same as in Pentecost. What is the why? Why our church arranges these readings? Because it's in the Holy Land, in the 40 days before the crucifixion and before God go to the cross, he tried only to its name. There is some like prayers, or we can say chatter farewell. It means that he tried to tell them, okay, I have to go now. I have to go now. This is the time to go. You will never see me again. Now on the earth. And it's the same what happened in the 40 days before his ascension. The same discussions and the same chatter, all like this. I have to go now. I have to say to you goodbye. You will never see me again in earth, but you will see me in heaven. That's why he said, I am going now to prepare for you a place. And if we open the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, 15, 16, we will see that all the chapter farewell, it's inside these chapters. And he specific tried to tell all the disciple about 3 points. First of all, he tried to talk about the Father. You can imagine that he mentioned the name of the Father 53 times in only 3 chapters. But why? He tried to explain to them who is the Father. That's why by the end of the Gospel of today, he said like this, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. This is Trinity. What is exactly? He tried to explain who is the Father. The Father is a Son, and the Son is a Father. The first point. the first target, the first goal. The second, he tried to explain also, be calm, I will send my Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to you. And first of all, he tried to explain who is the Father. The second, when he said in first, when in the first of the Gospel of today, he said like, let not your heart be troubled. Why? You can imagine someone like Jesus Christ, he was everything for the disciples. Everything, he the reference. If something happened, all the disciples, they left everything and they follow him. Now, he said to them like, I am going now. You will never see me again here in this. Then they scared. They are afraid. Where are you going? That's why he answered, don't worry. I will send to you the Holy Spirit. And if we see what is the act of the Holy Spirit, first of all, the Holy Spirit gives us the joy. When your spiritual life is up, it's on another level, it's higher level, your life in joy. You're feeling like something in, you are happy. Nothing can make on me like sad. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, the act of the Holy Spirit is to give me the joy. And also the second thing is to prove that Jesus Christ is here with me. If I'm coming to the church or if I'm going to my room and I raise my hand and I try to pray, I have the feeling that Jesus Christ is near me, is beside me, it's here. This is different. This is the act of the Holy Spirit. That's why he said, I have to send to you my Holy Spirit to give you the joy and also to prove that I am with you. Don't be in trouble. And the third point, that he said for the Holy Spirit give us also the feeling that we are waiting to see God. We are in temporary life and we have to go again to see him. That's why he said, I'm going now to prepare for you a place. Then this is only the feelings that we have from the Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit gives us the comforter. When we have a trouble in anything, if I have the feeling that Jesus Christ is with me and the Holy Spirit gives us this also. And the third one, in we said before, to go back to the prayers or what Jesus Christ focused on before he's leaving, before the ascension. First of all, he said about the Father. The second is about the Holy Spirit. And the third is about today, what is exactly we need to contemplate today about, I'm going now, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare place for you. And what's the meaning of place for you? First of all, the place of you is of us, the place for us. It means that I have the hope that I have a place in the heaven. And I am waiting only to meet him. It's only a matter of time. And he prepared, he went, and he will ascend to the heaven next Thursday and to prepare for me a place. And I am waiting, he is waiting me. And I am waiting also to meet him. That's why he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If we go to the translation of mansions or about the house, what the meaning of house? It's a place that I have to sit in this place and after a while I will move on. I will move from this house. I will never stay all my life. Or if I will stay in all my life, by the end I have to go to the heaven. But this is the meaning of the house. But if I'm going back to the translation, the Greek translation, it's a permanent housing. The translation in Greece, in Greek, it's named the permanent housing, which is different. The different meaning of the house now, I am in the house, I have to stay in this house only. No, he prepared for me a permanent one. I will leave here the earth and I'm going now to the heaven to stay with him forever. And this is the permanent housing. And the same symbol in the Old Testament, the Ark of Covenant. What happened for the Ark of Covenant? The people of Israel, they have put in first the Ark of Covenant before them. And the Ark of Covenant go with a thump of people to prepare the place in first, and after they send to all the other people, okay, we are ready now, and you can come again, you can come to this place, and you can say to this place is safe now. And this is exactly the Ark of Covenant in Jesus Christ, who prepared for us the place. But also I have a question. In Matthew 25, verse 34, he said, "Come you, blessed of my Father, inherit of the kingdom of God, prepared for you from the foundation of the world." What's the meaning of this? Now it's conflict between the other verse? No. Jesus Christ, he can create everything by word, only one word. Then where are you going? Are you going to the heaven to prepare for us a place? You can create everything by a word. Then why you are going now to the heaven? To prepare what? You said in Matthew 25, "Come to me, my blessed, my Father, and inherit the kingdom of God, prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Then you prepared already everything. Why you said to the disciple that you are going now to the heaven to prepare for us a place? Then the answer from God, "I'm going to the heaven to not prepare for you a place as a place, a physical place. No, I have to go to the heaven to prepare you." To prepare me, yes. I'm going now to the heaven because I have to prepare you in first, because I'm waiting you in the heaven. If you need to go to the heaven, you have to be prepared. But what you did, what you do now for me. He said, first of all, if we open the polling of today, that's why I said to you that it's very important to focus in, to focus on the readings of our church during Sunday, especially Sunday. In the poem, it explained that, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus," he said to me that he was crucified on the cross, and he blessed and sanctified my body, and he gave his body to me. Then, first of all, he entered to the heaven by his body, and he sanctified when he was incarnate and became man. What's the meaning of became man? He blessed my body. Now I'm okay. Everything now in my body is blessed. Then I have to thank God in first, and I have to take care of myself, on my body. And he gave me also his body on the altar. First of all, he tried to prepare me. I bless your body and I sanctify your blood, your body, and after I give to you my body and my blood on the altar. If someone, for example, have a weak point for to come to the church to take the communion, from where you have the power? How you prepare yourself? How you prepare yourself to meet God in the heaven? Then, this is in the poem, first point to prepare myself, he was incarnate and bled my body, crucified, and give his body and blood to me. The second, when he said, I will send to you the Holy Spirit. And we said before that the Holy Spirit in our life, it's like a flame, and it enlightened my life. For example, if someone told me before, a lot of people said like this, I have something in my heart, told me, why you have to go to the church now? For example, or I have to pray. What is this? It's the Holy Spirit. He tried to push you to do it. And now it's my choice. It's only my choice to accept this voice or to reject it or to ignore it. If I will accept the Holy Spirit work more with me, and this is the act, this is what exactly the Holy Spirit do with me, then the Holy Spirit, it's work with me in all my life, and also to be sure that the Holy Spirit, we receive the Holy Spirit, it's we receive it in the baptism. And he said before, without the water and the Holy Spirit, you will never go to the heaven. You will never enter to the heaven. Then we believe that we receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism. And also, if we open today the Abraxas, we will find that the story of Saul or St. Paul, and why also our church arranged the story of St. Paul. This is the deed or act of God with us. He tried to find everyone, and he tried to tell him, can you come to me? I need you. He tried to discuss with everybody. He tried to do everything. He tried to do everything with me to come back to his bosom. That's why today, especially in the practice, we have this story of St. Paul. St. Paul who persecute all the people, all the Christians. He persecuted everybody. He went to all the world to preach or to spread the word of God. What happened? When we asked St. Paul what happened, I don't know, but I heard a voice from God. He touched my heart, and this is different. It's different now because he heard the voice. For example, maybe he heard the voice, or okay, that's what happened. He appeared to Saul or St. Paul, and he didn't accept his voice. He didn't hear his voice. What happened? He will be continued as Saul. But God tried to find everybody, and he tried to talk to everybody every day. The problem, I have to know to recognize his voice. He tried to tell me, come back to me, to my bosom, but the problem that I have a problem that I do, okay, due to that, a lot of things in my life and a lot of troubles, I cannot hear everything, anything. Also, how Jesus Christ prepare us when we open the Catholic epistle from today, St. Peter said, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. What's the meaning of this verse? Sometime I pass through troubles or temptation, and we said that before. There is three kinds of temptations. First one, to give me the strength. Other one, it's like only to try to purify me or to tell me, you are now far from God. And God tried to help me to pray, to raise my hand and to pray to him. First one, give me the strength to be strong as a man. That's why St. Paul, a lot of men, and all Jesus, he said, be a man and strong. Strong in your spiritual life. That's why give me the strength. The second one, if I am far from God, God try to help me to come back again. For example, I pass through some temptation and only what I have to do, I have to pray. Then he success to absorb me, to be more attached to him. This is only the way sometimes the people, because they cannot hear the voice of God, then they have go through some temptation to pray and to ask God to help him. And also the third one of temptation is only to go from the level to the level. It's like God tried to give you a chance. Now you are in level one spiritual, and I will give you now another chance to go to the level two spiritual. That's why we have saints. They are graduated from one to one, from level to level. And from level to level, there is an exam. And I have to success in this exam. And this is only what we have in our life. Jesus Christ tried to prepare ourselves because he knows very well this is an only temporary life. And we will go to the permanent housing with him. He tried to purify our souls. He tried to purify everything inside me. Because when I will meet him, he will tell me, very good, now you can go to the heaven with me. You can stay with me. God give us the joy in our life to know, and the peace in our life to know and to hear the voice of God and to meet him in the heaven, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theoproschomen, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Chen Omith me.
We believe in one God, Father, Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one Son of Father, by whom all things are made, who for us met for our salvation. Was a cardinal who is faith and the Virgin Mary and became man and crucified for us in Pontus Pilate, suffered, burned, third day rose from the dead, are closed in scriptures, ascended to heaven, is his right hand, his Father, and he's come to be his Lord, judge living and dead, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, lead the Holy Spirit, Lord, light giver, receive from the Father, with the Father, sons of worship, glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize and remission sins.
We, Lord, for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age,
أخطيت يا أبي وأخواتي سامحوني.
Epi prosovki strasite.
Irini pasi.